After hearing Krishna's speech, Nanda Maharaj and the leading men of Vrindavan accepted his proposal. They agreed that this must be done to satisfy their desires. Acting as the acharya of the yajna, Krishna directed the Brijvasis to worship Giriraj with all the paraphernalia collected for Indra's worship. This, of course, made Indra extremely angry. Nothing else could be heard in Vrindavan except the auspicious vibration of instrumental music. Vedic hymns resounded through the sky. The Brijvasis felt blissful, and all the living entities entered a jolly mood from the worship of Giriraj Govardhan. Hearing the melodious voices of the ladies, the cuckoos anxiously tried to learn singing from them. Ears attained their purpose by perceiving those auspicious sounds. The cows were adorned with gold-plated horns, colorful silk cloths on their backs, pearl necklaces, and tinkling bells hanging from their necks. Seeing that their mothers so richly ornamented, the calves jumped excitedly. Nanda Maharaj brought the necessary articles from his house to worship Govardhan Hill. He initiated the puja by respectfully offering padya water to wash Giriraj's feet. In an ebullient mood, he made the Anakuta Hill complete with powerful peaks that delighted all in attendance. The peaks rising out of the middle of the hill looked like a crown made of white camphor. The multicolored cakes stuck on the sides of the Anakuta Hill looked like stones and boulders. At the base of the hill, there were clay pots full of milk, yogurt, and sweet rice. There were also colorful sabjis, lakes of dal, and very fragrant soups. Due to its covering of ghee, the Anakuta Mountain looked like a golden mountain kailash shimmering under a cover of rain. Different kinds of fruits and flowers decorated its edges. When Nanda Maharaj saw the opulence of Anakuta spreading its sweet aroma of cloves, camphor, and cardamom in all directions, he felt that this was a fitting honor to Sri Giriraj, who was the king of all mountains. Sri Hari Krishna smiled happily upon seeing the amazing Anakuta, which was rivaling the peaks of Mount Sumeru. Suddenly, the playful, fun-loving, indomitable Krishna assumed a huge, unprecedented form and stood on top of Govardhan Hill. He did this to anger Indra and also to instill faith in the coward men of Braja. Observing this powerful form, which was glowing like a thousand suns, Krishna, who remained amongst the cowherd men in his original human form, cast a gentle glance upon everyone, and he said, "Hungo, look, look." By using all the paraphernalia to exclusively worship Govardhan Hill with pure love, you have received his favor. Govardhan, the best of all mountains, has now manifested before you as a brilliantly effulgent person. Please look closely. The huge mouth of his expanded form of Giriraj resembles a deep cave, and through his mouth, though his mouth is massive, his face looks as beautiful as the full moon. Usually, trees serve as his arms, but now he has two beautiful arms adorned with attractive jeweled armlets. Usually hard rocks cover his body, but now he has assumed a tender, sweet form. Look how that beautiful body walks over the other non-moving form. Moreover, this non-moving form is sitting like a seat made of costly emeralds, but it appears like the huge chest of the moving one. Glittering like a row of rubies, his teeth looked like the crown of the non-moving form. The saffron hue of the minerals on the non-moving form gives an attractive hue to the lips of the moving one. In comparison, these two forms of Govardhan manifest the same elegance. Govardhan is reciprocating with your overflowing love and devotion. He's acting like a hungry person, extending his arms, bedecked with jeweled bangles. Look, just see how the hill has appeared in person to fulfill your desires. Now offer respects to him. Then both Krishna and the people of Vrindavan bowed down to this personified form of Govardhan Hill. In effect, Krishna actually offered obeisances to himself. When the cowherd men, their wives, and the leading men of Vrindavan saw that form shining like the sun, they raised their folded hands above their heads and said, Namo, Namo, Namo. Being overwhelmed in affection, they danced around ecstatically. By joyfully worshipping Govardhan Hill, the Brijbasis realized that Govardhan is a person. Music from the temples, wherein different demigods were being worshipped, resounded in all directions. From all sides, intoxicated dances performed blissfully. The heavenly Kanaras joined in with euphoric dancing and relishing the music and singing. The Brijbasis forgot themselves in that joyous Govardhan festival. Govardhan caused the entire atmosphere to abound in happiness. Govardhan Hill affectionately accepted the faithful worship of Nanda Maharaj by manifesting a personal form. Anyone who simply hears and chants about the glories of Guru's Govardhan, which are inconceivable to ordinary people, will be delivered from all calamities. Rajrat Nanda, the father of the subduer of demons, concluded the propitious worship of Giriraj by sumptuously feeding the Brahmins and everyone else down to the dogs. He handsomely rewarded the singers and dancers. Everyone attending the festival received precious gems and divinely opulent garments. Their hearts were full of joy. And in this way, the Brijbasis talked excitedly amongst themselves as they did parikram of Govardhan Hill. Skilled musicians led the way, playing the finest instrumental music. The languid, muffled tones of the bedis, the dakas, and the kettle drums softened the atmosphere with their pleasing vibrations. With their bodies decorated with designs joined in kunkum, the cowherd boys followed behind the musicians. Wielding sticks, they fearlessly drove the multicolored cows ornamented with gold and jewels. A second group of talented musicians came along playing flutes and veenas. Next came singers with sweet, gentle voices and ecstatic dancers moving in rows one behind the other. Then the gopis, their faces glowing with happiness, came riding on bullock carts that rivaled the golden chariots of the gods. They sang loudly about their intimate pastimes with Krishna. Hari, who removes all obstacles, laughed and joked with his cowherd boyfriends as he circumambulated Govardhan Hill. Eternally bound to him in faith, Krishna's friends remained fearless and free from all anxieties. Wearing a sweet-smelling flower garland across his broad chest, Nanda Maharaj walked just behind the boys. He was smiling in great satisfaction and accompanied by the leading men of Vrindavan. In accordance to scriptural injunctions, they gave charity to Brahmins at different places while going around Giriraj. It is impossible to find a suitable container to hold the unlimited bliss that the Brijbasis felt during their parikram of Giriraj. Even though tiny in size, the soul can enjoy immeasurable happiness. As a result, their souls drowned in inconceivable joy. the continuous music of the duckers and kettle drums, which are famous in heaven and earth, increased the bliss of the Parikrama. Soon, they arrived at the banks of the Jamuna, which previously flowed near Govanan, and being the glorious day of the Bhatritya Dvitiya Tithi, which is very dear to both Jamuna and her brother Yamaraj, they decided to take an auspicious bath. Bhatritya Tithi is the day when sisters pray for the prosperity of their brothers. Sunanda, the intelligent, well-behaved daughter of Upananda, invited her cousin brother Damodar, Krishna, who was always jubilant and victorious, to celebrate the festival. Damodar, who delights all moving and unmoving creatures, gladly accepted the sincere request of Sunanda. His heart overflowed with loving feelings for that dear sister. She affectionately served many types of delicious drinks and tasty cakes to Krishna and his friends. Haladar and all the boys enjoyed the excellent food, while Batu, the skillful jester, entertained the enchanter of the world with his funny jokes and antics. Batu quipped, "Alas, alas, oh dear friend, oh killer of the Aga demon. Why didn't the foolish creator make every titi is Bhatritya Tithi? Oh brother, whose chest shines with the mark of Srivats, we count the year in terms of days, so how come you do not have many sisters like Sunanda, who, acting as the embodiment of kindness, will fill us up like this every day of the year? If this had happened, it would have been a great source of pleasure for us. Yesterday's exciting Govardhan festival has passed, though heaps of food and drink were offered, and although I am a voracious eater, still I did not enjoy as much as I have today on Bhatritya." Krishna, who steals everyone's heart with his charming character, enjoyed the simple joking words of Batu as he joyfully ate. Then, in mutual affection, Damodar and Sunanda exchanged so much valuable cloth, jewels, and golden ornaments that it astonished the people on earth. Thus, the Bhatritya celebration ended. But, meanwhile, the demigod Indra developed a headache due to being ignored and forgotten by the Brishpasis. We will now describe how he tried to get relief and revenge by employing excessive rains. While sitting amongst the demigods, Indra felt sad and distressed, seeing that his sacrifice had been canceled.